but it's not meant to replace police officers. We would never do that. It's meant to enhance our ability to respond more efficiently, more adequately and properly, and also for officer safety as well. So, no, they're meant to enhance our responses.
So this was our conversation with Police Chief Roderick Porter out of the city of Bridgeport earlier this month when we learned that they were going to start using drones as a tool, a resource for police and fire to better handle emergencies, to have better emergency responses, essentially. And there was a decision that was made, actually, kind of in a special meeting, is my understanding, according to reports, by two city council committees. And now it sounds like the city council has effectively shut down the plan, which was a contract with Flock to equip the departments with at least two drones to be flown over crime scenes and fires. So immediately I wanted to go to the source, talk to the city council president, Jeanette Herron, who is back on our show. And Councilwoman Herron, I always appreciate hearing from you. Thank you so much. Could you tell us, first of all, what led to last night's special meeting?
Good morning. Do you hear me?
I can. Yes, I can hear you. Sorry about that. Yes. Can you hear
me? Oh, good morning, Melissa. I'm sorry because I can't hear you on my phone. Thank you for having me this morning. I really greatly appreciate it. Last night, we had the Public Safety Committee meeting with contracts. All the members were there. They had great questions, many concerns. And the key factor on this, we know public safety is an issue in our city. We need that, and we understood that. There has been so much controversy on the company Flock that all our colleagues had done research, so that was a concern. The second concern is that we had a press conference earlier than we sat and looked at the contract. So if you want to bring something into our city, you would think that the council would know about it, and, you know, with the chief's, you know, he said he was working on it for 2 years. You know, he had to get policies changed. He had to get rules changed. And all of that being said last night, we knew nothing of this.
Okay, so the city council never heard Chief Porter or Mayor Ganim, for that matter, because my understanding in this conversation with the chief is that Mayor Ganim also had spoken to Flock, had gone to a conference with them and was also very on board with this. But the city council, not one member knew anything about this.
Well, the ones that I've spoken to at the table, we knew about Flock. Like I said last night, we go to several conferences a year with National League of Cities. I've met Flock at their booth. I've never sat with them to discuss bringing it to the city. I mean, if other council people sat with them, they said our former council president, Heidi Nieves, was very supportive of it, which, you know, I'm grateful that we bring information back. But again, you do a press conference before you even give us the contract so our committees can approve it or disapprove it. And the lack of respect that they felt, and it wasn't against Chief Porter and bringing this here. I think everybody is aware that technology isn't advancing. The drones will help in so many situations that we've needed help before. I think it's the idea of having Flock with all the release of information, working with the federal government, working with ICE. These are articles that we found and contracts being canceled all over with Flock.
So, and I've certainly heard that too. In fact, we've reported on it from both sides, the people who are for just having this type of technology and those who are against. In fact, we had both sides on, I want to say, in the fall of 2025, because it was brought to light in Connecticut. The NAACP brought it forward and said, we don't know how we feel about it, and we want to make sure people know, although there were a lot of police departments that did get clearance to use this type of technology. I've also read, obviously, other states that have had lawsuits filed against Flock. Now, I know there are other drone programs that could be utilized. In fact, I believe Stanford uses a different drone program. Don't quote me on Milford's. I'm not sure. But I do know there are other drone programs that are being used. I want to say Flock is being used, though, in some other municipalities. Again, I don't know which ones, but I have heard that it has been used. So is the issue here, Councilwoman Herron, is the issue a couple of things. The fact that the council, you know, you have to set a precedent. Hey, if you're going to do something like this, we've got to be in the loop about it. Is it the fact that you would like to be able to see other options, not just Flock? You know, like what, I guess, what is sort of the reason to just completely nix this plan altogether versus like put a pause on it? Hey, we'd love to see how the technology works, or we'd love to, you know, see what you're seeing, Chief Porter, Mayor Ganim. Like, I guess, why nix the whole thing altogether versus just like pause it?
Well, we've been given $500,000 from the state to do a drone program, as it says in the state paperwork. And that's what we asked last night. Do we have to just use this company? And that's not what the paperwork says. It said a drone company. So my question to Chief Porter, have any other companies been looked at? And the response was, well, we called other police departments to see what they used, and we went with Flock. So no other drone company was brought to the city to discuss this. We are open for that. The council is not dead set on not having drones, but we want to make sure it's the correct company and doing the right thing for our constituents. Safety is 100% an issue in our city, but we also, as a council, need to know what we're putting in here, and we have to have output, input from the people in the city. Community is key.
No question. I mean, that is, I mean, that's a huge reason why we have a city council. No question. My fear, and again, this is more from a, I guess, from a law, I'll even just say from a residential standpoint. I live in Milford, so we've got the drones. I don't know, like I said, I don't even know what program they use for the drones. I have no idea. They could use Flock. I'm not sure. I should probably find that out. But the reason I say that is, again, I do understand the controversies and the concerns that we have heard from other states regarding Flock. I guess my big takeaway is the effectiveness of drones that we have seen just in the last couple of years, whether that be standoff situations like the one we saw in Stamford, or I've seen it personally in Milford where drones were used for officer safety, whether it's responding to, you know, fires, that the massive brush fire on Limitation Mountain 2 falls ago that lasted several weeks. They used drones to make sure more firefighters didn't, you know, perish in that awful fire. My point being, though, is I'm curious, you know, do we fast track at least? So say, you know, okay, we're going to nix the contract with Flock. Do we figure out utilizing drones sooner rather than later? Only because I do think that is a resource already proving to save more law enforcement and firefighters' lives and have them respond more effectively to emergencies.
Melissa, I agree with you. I think it's something that we do have to seriously look into. Not only does it save firefighters and police, it saves constituents, that somebody with dementia that's lost. It has a heat sink on it that they can find people in the densest of areas. We could have used this 6-7 years ago when we did lose a patient with dementia, wander from her family, and if we would have had this, we could have found her, you know, quick enough to save her. So I think it's something that's going to be looked into. I think the administration knows that we are not set against it, but there is a time constraint now because of the money from the state. Everybody's going to have to start doing something very quickly, because I don't know how long that money will stay there. And that was a question asked last night, and nobody had the answer.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, like I said, the money aspect of it, I totally understand. I think that is one big part of it. Like I said, though, I do think the other part, to your point there, is that we need this technology. I just think to effectively continue to bring crime rates down in Bridgeport, or across, you know, obviously other departments are on to do the same thing. I just think you need this technology yesterday. So for that, too, I would hope that there's not a delay in figuring out a contract.
I've got to check on it later on this afternoon. We got out of that meeting about 8 o'clock. And, you know, I think now that everybody is aware and is interested, this is what the time that we have to really set set a precedent and do something. I don't even know what company we could consider. So that's going to be something that has to do some research on.
So is there a possibility that the council does ultimately approve Flock if it is proven? And I want to correct something earlier. It wasn't the NAACP. It was the ACLU. Apologies. We spoke with actually David McGuire over at the ACLU, who had kind of highlighted concerns about do police departments know about Flock, and actually if they're using Flock. This was kind of corrected on my show by a law enforcement expert. The departments have to report properly and have protocols in place, including with Flock. If there are people who are being exposed on these drones or on this technology for immigration purposes, there are like protections that are in place for that. But I digress. Is there a possibility that you guys reconsider Flock once the facts are presented, if in fact it's not part of ICE operations and things it's been accused of in other parts of the country?
Well, that would have to be brought back to the council in another presentation with facts. I can't say it couldn't happen. Right now, it's not going to happen. It will come in front of the full council on the 20th, I think. And it comes to the council as a no. And then the rest of the council they can vote to agree with the no. But right now, I spoke to the gentleman from Flock last night. He is willing to come and speak to the communities. He said, I'm willing to do presentations in the communities. I'm willing to come back to council. I mean, I'm not going to shut a door on information. That's not what we're here for. So if he wants to come back and we can set things up and it's valid, then we will let our community decide if this is where they want to go. But I personally would like to look at other companies as well.
I think that's responsible.
But we need to do it quickly.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And again, we've got Councilwoman Jeanette Herron here, the president of the city council in Bridgeport. I think you got to weigh your options. You've got to see all the different companies that are out there, certainly. And there's a reason why some departments go with it and some go with different ones. Absolutely. I always fear, and this is the newsy in me, This is truly coming from a journalistic integrity place. I worry so much that sometimes we look at the biggest headlines, even if it doesn't pertain to our state, and we go with that as truth. I'm not saying it is true or false with Flock, but what I am saying is that like the ACLU's complaints about it stemmed from other state lawsuits. And I fear that sometimes that we go with headlines that don't even pertain to Connecticut. But we call it fact. And it could be a fact, to your point, Jeanette Herron. But we don't know that yet. I'd be curious to hear what Flock says to you guys.
Well, we're going to set up something and let them come in and talk to the full council and see what we can find out. Because I know the fact-finding that a bunch of our council did were 6, 7, 8 pages long from different municipalities throughout the country. We also had gotten bills of what they've charged other municipalities compared to our municipality. So there were a lot of comparisons that were passing around all the council to really try to do some research. We have an aware council. We have a concerned council. And we just have to get all the details. You know, last night was, I think, was necessary. Mm. To get that information needed.
Yeah, and I'm surprised you guys didn't get it earlier. That to me, I agree, is very disappointing and not the way that we should be doing mm-hmm. local government. Totally agree with you.
Correct.
I look forward to hearing what your next meeting looks like and what Flock presents to you as well. And I just appreciate you coming on literally hours after this meeting happened. I think it's important to just go right to the source and hear what's going on. And Jeanette Herron again, City Council President in Bridgeport, thank you so much for your time always. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Melissa. It was a pleasure talking to you, as always.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.